lovely. Get out and about. If it's not raining, even if it is, get the big brolly out, because a new footpath connecting Frome to Bath will be the first official route linking the town and city by foot. It's been named the Saxon King's Way to mark two kings that had links to both areas. Walkers are teaming up with Frome Town Council to print off official stickers for the signposts, so you know exactly where you're going on this 13-mile stretch. Emily Brown has been walking part of the route, meeting the people behind the idea. Now, earlier on, you heard the start of the journey, but as the walk goes on, there have been a few more, shall we say, surprising sights.
We're just walking past part of the farm buildings at Orchard Lee House, and we've actually just stumbled across a sheep who's given birth to two little lambs. So we're trying to keep quite quiet while we watch a very special moment. So we've seen pretty much everything on this walk so far.
The earliest part of this church is Saxon.
We're now walking through the churchyard of the Church of Lavington. We've been walking for about 4.5 miles since Frome.
My name's Miriam Hare. I'm the person who had the idea for this walk.
What made you come up with this idea, Miriam? Because it is, I mean, it almost seems quite obvious, isn't it, to connect Bath and Frome, but no one has actually done it via footpath.
It all started last May when I walked with my siblings and their spouses and enjoyed it so much that we thought it'd be nice sometime to walk the Cotswold Way. So we got to Frome, discovered that the Cotswold Way started in Bath and went from Bath to Chipping Campden. Thought, well, there must be a link between Frome and Bath, and looked on the map and there wasn't. So thought we maybe could devise a walk. Over the summer, we walked it using existing footpaths and small roads. And then I wrote it up, then thought, what shall I do with it? I knew about the Walkers of Welcome group and went and spoke to them about it. They've taken it on, really.
What about the Saxon King's Way? Where did that idea come from?
In the 10th century, King Edred died in Frome. 40 years later, his nephew was crowned King of All England near Bath Abbey.
And how do you feel knowing that your route may now be used by hundreds, if not thousands, of people for the next foreseeable future?
I'm really excited about it and feel we're on the brink of something really exciting.
And have you walked the full route? Because it's 13 miles, isn't it?
Yes, we have. We have, yes. The good thing is that there are breakpoints, so that if you feel that 13 miles is too much, you can break off at any point, walk to the main road, catch the bus back to Frome or catch the bus on to Bath.
About a mile of roads and all the rest is on country footpaths. I'm Chris Hare. I live in Frome. I enjoy walking very much indeed. My wife and I do quite a lot of walking. It's been important to see the wildlife and flowers and nature in general. I've learnt so much through walking. I'm quite a keen bird watcher and I enjoy spotting those. Walking allows you to see things that you wouldn't otherwise see. And apart from the fact that walking's really good for you and it helps us keep us young.
And your wife, of course, designed this route. How much wildlife and nature do you see?
There is such a variety. That's one of the lovely things about this walk. That there's woodlands, there's pasture land, there is a real mixture of different terrain. And therefore, the wildlife is accordingly different depending on where you are. And I think it's a walk that anybody would enjoy doing.
Indeed. I mean, it could have even been included in the Great Wellington Walk of 20...
When was it?